the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Face, I get the first. That's a poor man's curse. I put my body at the bottom of the lake and let go. Spend all night fishing for a dead man's soul.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Rant EM Radio's coverage of WWE Fastlane. This is your post show. I'm your host and moderator, Mr. William D. Morgan. I got Doom with me on the line right now. Doom, how you doing, man?
Doing all right.
What did you think about this show?
It was decent, but too predictable.
Yeah. I also thought Shane McMahon was a little overkill, too. But we'll get into that in a minute. You guys call in, join us, be a part of the post show, Fastlane post show, 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Head over on Rant EM Radio, click that chat, listen live button. You join in the chat room, or you can give us a call and get your thoughts heard. Let's go over some of these results very, very quickly. Then we get thoughts and opinions, and then we'll jump on out of here because a lot of us got to go to work tomorrow. Ty Dillinger, wait a second. Line number two, I have the host of the What You Reading comic book show. He was with us for the pre-show as well. Surfer, how you doing, man?
I don't know.
You do know.
I don't want to talk about it.
You have to know. You have to. What'd you think of the show, man?
I was engaged.
Uh-oh.
It's the best way that I can put it.
All right, I'm about to go over some of the results here. Match that came out of left field. Ty Dillinger and Breezango defeat Mojo Rawley, Chad Gable, and Shelton Benjamin via pinfall. Then we move on to the actual pay-per-view. Shinsuke Nakamura was victorious in this match against Rusev. He won by pinfall. Randy Orton is your new United States champion. He defeated Bobby Roode. For being a first-time U.S. champion, that was the only belt he did not hold or have, so to speak. He now is the U.S. champion and can cross that off his bucket list. Carmella and Natalya defeat Becky Lynch and Naomi via pinfall. The Usos and New Day was a no contest thanks to the Bludgeon Brothers. Charlotte defeat Ruby Riott. Oh, Mr. Hightower's calling. Mr. Hightower.
What's up?
Welcome back. The Usos and the New Day was in no contest. Charlotte defeated Ruby Riott, like we didn't see that coming. AJ Styles retains and wins the six-pack challenge. I thought Shane McMahon's involvement was maybe a little overkill.
I think it's setting the story up for...
You think so?
No, not really. He been having trouble with both of them for the longest, so I can see why he did that. Between them, I don't see a problem with it.
John Cena should have turned heel right there.
Yeah, he should
have. He should have turned heel right there.
AJ was looking
Hell
at Cena.
AJ was looking dead.
I got a feeling it might be coming.
That's what I say. You beat the shit out of Taker.
AJ was looking dead at him too. He should have turned heel right then. But overall, I thought it was an okay show. I don't think it was great, but it was okay.
I'm gonna have to disagree. It was a good show.
Yeah,
it was a good show.
But he said it's not great.
It's not great. It was a good show. It was like a B plus show.
It was decent. Yeah, it was decent. Wasn't anything, you know, spectacular. It was decent. But here's my thing and my concern. This is
wasn't totally predictable either.
Here's my
thing. It wasn't predictable.
Dude, I called the heel turn, didn't I? With Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
That wasn't necessarily a heel turn.
It's a start.
No.
Why is it irritating?
I disagree.
He was irritated.
Here's the thing, too, that kind of bothered me just a bit. This is supposed to be your pay-per-view before Mania.
Why are you pushing the title?
This should have been great. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't got no momentum.
I got no momentum, so it was a B-plus show. I mean, everybody showed up. I really liked the Randy Orton Bobby Roode match. That was actually a good match. I would love for them to feud again.
You know,
they put on a good showing.
He's due for a rematch, so.
Yeah.
Without Jinder Mahal.
Yes.
Now yes. That's what's messing up their little feud.
Yeah.
And
don't
worry.
Hey, man, he's a former.
That's Tony C's favorite champion of the last year.
The real world champion, boy.
Respect on his name, all right? He defended that belt more than daggone Brock Lesnar.
The real world. He was the real world champion, boy. Man, I don't really, man, please. Jinder wouldn't shit.
That's all I'm saying. Jinder put in some matches.
He did. I gotta give him that. He fought more than Brock.
Yeah, he did.
I gotta give him that. Even though he sucks, I gotta give him that. And I texted you this earlier, dude. What the hell was Becky Lynch wearing?
Is your clothes in the bathroom?
What was Becky Lynch wearing?
What?
What the hell was she wearing? She looked like a flaming hot Cheeto.
I don't know.
Who, Renee?
No, Becky Lynch. What the hell was she wearing?
I don't know. Like, she didn't have butt pads. Like, she had some butt pads on or something. Because I started seeing some cheeks hanging. I was like, trying to find a picture online. I missed that match.
Becky Lynch do have thunder thighs.
She do. Highlight of the match. We talked about it earlier. Asuka made an appearance tonight. Had to be highlight of the night. They needed it. Now we gonna get. Looks like we gonna get Asuka versus Charlotte and Mania.
So she's gonna spend the next few weeks on SmackDown or on Raw?
Nah, man, I'm telling you, man, they finna pull. They taking Asuka off of Dazzle.
Right, I get it. She's gonna challenge Charlotte. Leading up to that match, is she gonna spend it on SmackDown or Raw?
In theory, it should be SmackDown.
Okay.
In theory, it should be SmackDown, but it won't be. It won't be because that women that the women are a grave disservice on Raw, so she'll probably end up staying on Raw.
Because, you know, you need to see them come to blows.
It could be champion versus champion if this will put up the belt, but she's not going to do it.
That was me. Sorry about that.
That's going to be at SummerSlam, man.
Yeah.
They're going to move Asuka over, and they're going to let Ronda Rousey have all that shine and be the dominant person.
Ronda Rousey should not get a title shot no time before the end of the year.
She don't deserve one right now, so.
But she ain't looking at.
But she's guaranteed a title shot and a title, so remember that.
We don't know if she's going to be at every week performer on TV.
It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, in her contract, she's guaranteed a title.
Oh, okay, so who is it? Nia Jax is going to beat Washmo Harlan. And then Nia Jax is going to go on this tirade and terror. Because Asuka ain't going to be there. She's going to be on SmackDown. And then here comes Ronda Rousey. She's going to beat the mess out of Nia Jax. And then they're going to have champion versus champion. It's going to happen.
I don't think you need to give Ronda Rousey any sort of title.
Asuka has a bit of crazy in her.
Yes, you do.
I like that, though.
watch her matches. Watch her matches over in Japan. You'll see a whole bunch of crazy when you watch those matches.
Yeah, I know, licking people and stuff.
Yep.
That man, that's not crazy. That's sexy.
Yeah, I don't think the people that was getting licked thought that was sexy.
You know,
you don't know that.
Okay.
You know the part that scared me.
No, hold up. Let me respond to that. There's a lot of women who think a dude licking somebody is sexy too, but I bet you wouldn't like it if you was in a ring and some dude had you on the ground and licked you.
No, but Oscar, he'll lick me any day, surfer.
No, that's not the same.
Anyway,
you're equating your fantasies to a reality of what's going on in the ring.
Anyway, moving right along. You know the one
she wrestles men too, surfer, in Japan.
That's Japan a long time ago.
Okay.
Anyway, moving right along. The thing that scared me the most tonight, did you see Xavier Woods' head hit the corner of the steel steps?
I don't know why they did that spot, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why they did it either. That was scary.
Which one? The double kick or the...
No, the damn powerbomb
on the steel steps.
Oh. He going to be out. I think he's about to take a vacation.
Yeah, they talking about he's in the hospital now, so...
So that's a vacation.
Spinal contusion or some shit like that?
No, that's a vacation.
Oh, yeah, he sold the hell out of that.
That ain't real.
He's in Tony C department.
He did sell the hell out of it though. He did. Look like he was going to convulsions or something. he sold the hell out of that bomb. But anything else you guys saw that you wanted to touch on?
John Cena's not going to damn WrestleMania in the title match.
Nah, he's gonna be like, okay, never get nothing. Then Undertaker's gonna come out, American Badass, and
put John Cena in a match with Braun Strowman.
That's not going to happen, sir. For we already established what's going to happen.
Did you know Cena want to go over?
Okay, well.
And then he going to steal damn Braun Strowman's heat. Because that's his key of keeping Cena immortal.
So he might as well face the Taker.
He's a damn heat vampire. He likes stealing people's heat.
I'm glad you're old enough not to let your... it's the dreams hurt you when they don't come true.
Who are you talking? It's a
Cena's the heat vampire.
If it do come true, man,
it ain't no dream. It's common sense. But
that's a nightmare.
You guys,
you know, people pay a lot of money to see a WrestleMania match.
Surfer don't
want to. And for them to take 10-15 minutes. A broken down old man getting a ring for some one last time when it's too late past that one last time.
Surfer, if the rant was if we okay, so Double A offered you $2 million to come on the show.
I don't think he can do it. I don't really think he's in shape to do it.
Get it, but let's
start take the money. Yes, of course you're going to take the money. But it's not going to be an exciting match. It's going to be the worst match.
I got one.
You know that.
Look,
the one thing about John Cena, the better his opponent is, the better he is in a match. And the worse his opponent is, the worse he looks in a match. And that match is not going to look good.
How about this? You know, let's get the Rock and Roll Express to team up against John Cena and The Undertaker. Would you be happy then?
Hell no.
Come on now, man. I just seen them Saturday night, man. They still got it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. I know you saw them Saturday night. Like, they look ridiculous in the outfit.
Hey. Rock and roll ain't never gonna die, baby.
devil music.
Cena gotta face somebody.
Did you just say that was devil music?
For them in the Rock and Roll Express, man.
Did you just say that was devil music, surfer?
You say you second there?
Did you just say that was devil music?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. surface just hate. That's all. He just hate.
I know. No, I don't hate. I appreciate.
He don't want Taker to be Cena. That's all. So who you want to see? How about Cena face The Rock, sir? Would you rather have that for WrestleMania?
The Rock is not wrestling. Okay, he got too much to lose in movie money to wrestle. Okay,
how about Vin Diesel? Once he come in,
Vin Diesel, ain't you trying to wrestle?
Okay, I got it. Big Show, he ain't doing nothing. Let's get a scene of Big Show.
Big Show is healthy, he'll be a better match than the Undertaker.
Big Show need to go home. He should even
if Big Show loses, he retires.
Retire and go home. I do not want to see Big Show.
It's gonna have to watch. See the come out. Well, Big Show.
How about just Cena would fucking retire with the Taker? How about that?
Why don't they make Cena the host of WrestleMania? How about that?
I got it. Cena comes out, then Magnus comes out, and then we got that paternity suit match.
This is your world champion speaking.
Yep.
Well, Jinder don't seem to have nobody, so...
Jinder ain't got nothing.
And Jinder finna be in that three-way for that daggone U.S. title belt.
Nobody want to see that. Bobby Roode.
But I'll tell you about that disqualification, though.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was predictable. Somebody said... Just like... Well, the only one we kind of didn't call was... Orton winning. I didn't think they was going to pull the trigger.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. But, I wonder why
I wonder why. Because Orton didn't need it.
Because Orton had... That's the one belt Orton
had. He never had. That kind of makes sense.
Plus, he can lose it at WrestleMania anyway.
Hell, he can lose it Tuesday on SmackDown.
You know he just holding it for like a couple of weeks.
Hell, he can lose it on Tuesday.
Yep.
No, then he won't have a match at WrestleMania. Unless
I think Randy Orton is.
Randy Orton is gonna have a match at WrestleMania.
A significant match.
Yeah.
Just being on the card, you get a payday.
Yep. You get the payday.
Yep.
Tell that to Neville.
Okay, nobody care about Neville.
Yeah, ain't nobody brought up Mighty Mouse.
Tell that to
Did you call it Mighty Mouse? Austin
Aries.
Who definitely don't care about his ass.
To that dude?
Yeah, but they got
I got with it.
They got cheated out of money.
Cena can fight
for WrestleMania. That's why both of them are fight in the company, because they was pissed they didn't get the DVD revenue.
Look, it is going to continue to put Cena versus Rey Mysterio. That's all they're going to do.
No, Rey's supposed to be hurt.
Man,
we get Cena versus Titus O'Neil, man.
No.
Titus worldwide.
No.
Come on, man. We get to see Dana Brooke out there, man.
No. I ain't got no problem with Dana Brooke, but I don't want to see the man. Look, Titus O'Neil is terrible.
Okay, how about this? Apollo Crews. All right, I give you a compromise. All right.
Now, Apollo might be all right, but not Titus.
Come on,
hey, when they doing the Awoken the deletion thing?
I think that's going to be at WrestleMania.
That's going to be at WrestleMania?
So why don't we just have John Cena win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal? That can go on his resume.
That's
a real demotion right there.
If
Cena win that Battle Royal.
If Mojo Rawley can win it, anybody can.
Let me tell you like this. He's going to be moping around. Yep. The Undertaker going to come out. And then yada, yada, yada after that.
Maybe this time, Gronk will actually be a wrestler in the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't really do it last year. Because, he was coming off injury and everything.
He did it during the season when he hit that dude in the elbow drop on the sideline.
Oh, dude from Buffalo. Oh, dang.
Yeah, that was a quite of a wrestling move when he hit dude, and he elbowed him with a helmet on.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, he was getting practice, man. He thought it was Mojo Rawley.
Taking them bumps at the Performance Center right now.
Mm-hmm. Getting ready. There's no Bill Belichick in the cup. With the Tom Brady lead.
I think if they just cut Gronk with no rhyme or reason, and people will start revolting in New England.
It's finna happen right now. The Legion of Boom done broke up. Don't think team of
with the Legion of Boom. They've been going backwards since they lost the Super Bowl.
Y'all starting to go backwards too.
Legion of Boom started with Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, look, Malcolm was done dirty. But that doesn't mean that the team's going to go backwards.
Okay, Jimmy Garoppolo, your owner and your daggone coach got a riff.
Well, look.
It's going to be like Bill should realize
who signs the checks and shut up and do his job.
Oh boy, you got to call in tomorrow night, girl.
You sign the checks, you get the last word, don't you?
Hey, he the reason that stadium packed.
You know, Bill Belichick's the one that says that if you don't like the way a team is run, you go on your own.
Okay.
Surfing throwing shit.
And he also says that at the end of the day, the owner has the right to go home happy.
He kept that stadium full for them 12 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's quite all right. Right. I'm trying to tell you. You will not be.
And you
will be an Eagles fan by the end of this decade.
Just give him all the resources to make that successful organization.
So why y'all trade Jimmy Garoppolo?
Because Tom Brady deserves the right to walk on his own terms.
Joe Montana didn't walk.
No. See, stop! Don't use a Joe Montana.
That's the same.
No.
Brett Favre didn't walk on his own turn.
Okay.
I throw another one at you.
Stop. Joe Montana missed two whole seasons. So
we're supposed to be talking about wrestling.
During that time, Steve Young was winning a lot of games. You couldn't go back to Joe Montana after two seasons of being out. So they had to go away from him.
First of all, nobody cares about Brady right now. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, he lost to a second string quarterback.
Just tell me that, Surfer.
Back
he lost. He's a loser.
Because his kicker.
He's a loser.
His kicker missed three field goals.
He can't call.
Greatest quarterback of all time.
He's a loser.
So all the other quarterbacks that ever came through. Because he's the greatest of all time.
He lost. It doesn't matter. He lost this time.
Got an ill.
Yeah, that makes y'all happy, don't it?
He's 1-3 against the NFC East.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it was
Ash in that chair. They're going to get their ass whooped again.
Okay.
We shall see. All right, guys.
Looking forward to it.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead and get this back on WWE. Anything we should be looking for on Raw tomorrow night? I'm thinking you're going to see Takers and Pitts
Alexa
tomorrow.
Bliss is going to be walking around talking trash like, yo, I ain't got nobody to face in WrestleMania, and then Nia Jackson will come out and squash it.
I feel like tomorrow we'll see Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, she's gonna be there just to,
But I think Stephanie and Triple H will get the upper hand this week. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. I want to see how Ronda Rousey take hit.
Is Stephanie going to hit
her
with a sledgehammer?
Here's the sad thing about Ronda Rousey. 2 years ago, if she came into the WWE, everybody would have believed it. She would have been Oscar. She would have been this person that nobody would have believed would have taken an L. But since she's gotten her ass whipped twice badly.
So you think they should bring Holly Holmes to face
it? It's like that mystique is gone. That invincibility no longer exist with her.
No, but like I said, she's gonna be.
She can't claim to be the baddest woman on the planet.
It doesn't matter. In wrestling, in WWE, she is.
So Stephanie gonna bring Holly Holmes in as an insurance policy, because we haven't had an insurance policy in some years now.
Yeah.
You know how I would get under Ronda Rousey's skin if I'm Stephanie?
What?
I would post, like, when I'm in the ring talking shit to her, I would put up pictures of her bloody face from the UFC. Swollen. Eyes shut. Every time she came out.
I want to see Triple H take those bumps again. That boy, he's a bumping machine now.
Yeah, man. It was a pleasure seeing Kurt slap that ankle lock on Triple H.
That fake ass ankle lock of Triple H sell that shit out the motherfucker like Shawn Michaels.
I know, man. He's bouncing up off the mat and smacking it and stuff.
You do the same thing, Shawn Michaels. That's one thing I love about Click. They know how to sell.
Yes, they did. But, like I say, decent pay-per-view. Scale to 1 to 10, what would you get it?
About a 7.
Yeah, 7.
Surfer?
B plus.
I give it a 7.5, 8. I thought it was, like I said, I was engaged by it.
I wasn't sleepy.
I thought it told enough stories. I hope that what the Bludgeon Brothers did translating to what they said they're doing that shit in the ring.
Yeah, you mean like somebody said the Bourne Brothers? Because the motherfuckers are Bourne.
they have the potential to just rip through everybody.
Eric Rowan sucks, but Harper could have been like a Bruiser Brody.
Yeah, Harper is the man. No, he's still like I still like how he runs.
But that slam he put on the one guy, man, outside the ring. He was lethal with that one.
Yeah, but he should be like he should be what Baron Corbin is. He should be in Corbin. Yeah, but
they tried him with that, and
they didn't push him.
They didn't push him as a single. They pushed him.
They gave him a title.
And they took it away a week later. Surfer, they were playing hot potato.
Yep.
But he should have been there going like how Baron Corbin is.
Yeah, but Baron Corbin, his time is almost over anyway.
I'm just saying, Harper could have had that run, man. And then he got hurt, right?
Harper got hurt. Mm-hmm. Why are you hating on Baron Corbin, sir?
I just don't. He don't thrill me.
Is he not enough of a personality?
Yeah, he's boring.
He got all the talent in the world, though.
What?
He got all the in-ring talent in the world. It just doesn't translate on the mic. I like seeing him in the ring.
So what y'all think about the Charlotte match?
It was all right.
I think Ruby Riott needs to grow the other side of her hair. She might look a little bit better.
I find her disturbing looking.
I think it's her hair.
Tattoos don't help me either.
I've seen girls.
And that punk look is never a good look in my eyes.
It's her hair. If she will have.
It's part of her punk look.
Yeah, she needs to change her hair. The tattoos don't bother me.
Speaking of haircuts, I can't
the makeup and
I can look past that makeup, Surfer.
No, I can't.
And speaking, I feel you, Surfer, on that accord. I feel you on that. But on the other end of the spectrum, AJ needs to lose that peppermint patty haircut.
Hey man, that soccer mom is in.
You need to lose that jank.
Well, and go back to when they shaved his head and you're supposed to try and make him Ric Flair Jr.
I mean, you do something. He looks ridiculous with that haircut like that.
Man, leave him alone. He got his look. He's who he is. He's the Southern redneck. I know. And when he came up that top rope, you knew it was over at that point.
Yeah,
he needs a mullet, right?
So, no, not the mullet, no.
We need to bring that back in wrestling, damn it.
So I wonder what they're going to capitalize with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Because, listen, like I was saying, you know, Zayn being the heel and Owens being the face, that might be an interesting twist. But Owens is still just such an asshole.
Yeah. Well, we're tired of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. They can't escape each other.
I get that. But I'm saying, if you're going to make Kevin Owens a face, make him a face, not an asshole. Like he still comes off as an asshole. That's his gimmick. It's worked for him. He still comes off as a big old asshole. He's still gonna be the one complaining while Sami Zayn's supposed to be the heel.
I just never cared for Sami Zayn. You know, it's like he's a spot monkey to me.
Oh well, that I knew that match. I was going to say it, but that whole match was going to be a spot monkey match. They're just gonna get in there and start doing their spots.
Well, you know, they had enough people roll out the ring at different times so that they could get their little rest in.
Yep.
While somebody else could rest.
Yep. Oh my goodness. Alright, if there is nothing else, let's go over what you can get on the network for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night at 11:15 p.m. right after Monday Night Raw, it will be the Sports Report. We'll be coming at you live. All the news and sports for that day and this current past week. We had a lot of player movement in the NFL, including Richard Sherman.
I'm so fucking pissed. The Eagles got Michael Bennett. How much defensive line help did he? Are they
Michael Bennett on sucks, sir.
No, he don't.
And he's a dirty player.
You know what though? You know what though? He's still a Pro Bowler. And yeah. What's going to end up happening?
The Lakers just beat the Cavaliers.
Yep.
You know he. You know I wasn't sure if the Eagles could repeat, but Bennett, possible.
And you know you're going all those DNs gonna be rotating in and out. Anybody gonna get more than 30-40 snaps? But they're gonna run them out. Keep them fresh. That's going to make that defense dangerous. Be sure you join us for the Sports Report tomorrow night at 11:15 p.m. Tuesday night, we're going to have a new episode of The Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by The Rant at 9 p.m. Thursday, we're going to have a new episode of Rant and Wrestling. Friday, we're going to have Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. And then Sunday, we're going to have the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show with Surfer. Anything else, gentlemen?
Nah.
Before we roll out for the night. Hey, Hightower. Mr. Hightower. He left us. Alright, guys. If there's nothing else, thank you for joining me tonight. I do appreciate it. We'll go ahead and get this up and out. And I will see you guys tomorrow night on the Sports Report. Everybody take care. Peace.
In your beat, while the sunset sinks down below, just lean back and let it go. Just lean back and let it go. Waters as you wash away your sins, but you were sleeping all day. That's your favorite world. Why they make you strong?